Thank you once again. So before we prepare for our meditation, I'd like to introduce our speaker for today, our very own Reverend James Watson. Now, Reverend James is celebrating 17 years of ordained ministry. He has been a member of Unity of Washington, D.C. since 2003. He is an active member with the Unity Choir, ministerial support, lay leadership, worship leader, co-chair of the Ushers and Greeters Ministry, and vice president of the Board of Trustees. Prior to ordination, Reverend James served on active duty with the United States Air Force. After the Air Force, Reverend James worked at Fannie Mae in Washington, D.C. as a contract specialist slash administrator. There he served as the committee chair for the Help the Homeless campaign for 5 years. In 2009, he became a federal employee with the Department of Defense. He currently serves as a contracting officer with the Defense Intelligence Agency at Joint Base Anacostia, Bowling. Some of his volunteer activities includes members of Toastmasters, representative for the National Military Family Association, member of the D.C. branch of the NAACP, where he serves as the chapter's chaplain. He is also an active and supporting member of the 100 Black Men of Greater Washington, D.C. Reverend James is currently pursuing a Master's of Theological Studies at Wesley Theological Seminary. So for our meditation and message today, let us warmly welcome my friend and our Unity family member, Reverend James Watson.
He's back. Good morning, Unity. Good morning, Unity. It might be a little rainy outside. All that means is that come springtime, there'll be a lot of yard work to do. So God is good. God knows what God is doing, giving us all this rain. So I want to open up with a little ha-ha moment, you know, more so for me than it is you. That wasn't a ha-ha moment. There was an overnight flight that experienced some turbulence. And the passengers who were asleep woke up a little concerned about the turbulence. So they began to fret a little bit and continue to hold on tighter. There was a woman who was seated in front of a minister. So she felt, hey, why not? So she turned back and asked him, can't you do something about this? And in her nervousness, she waited for a response, and he patiently let her sit there for a moment. Then he smiled gingerly and said, sorry, I can't. I'm in sales, not management. Boom, boom. Ah, where's my drum? Where's my drum? Where's my drum? Amen. Let us begin, shall we? First, I want you to mentally bookmark the following proverb. It's a very familiar one. We hear it a lot. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Lock that in. So today's talk, let's talk about journeys. Our life's journeys towards our dreams and our desires. Some of us may have already achieved our dream or our desire. If for a moment you look back at that journey, was it an easy one? Was it smooth sailing and everything clicked left and right? Did you find yourself worried, perhaps even fearful that it may not even come true, it may not even happen? Did you feel like you compromised, adjusted, or somehow changed yourself in order for the dream to come true? Did you wonder, how did it happen? Were you surprised that it happened? Were you anxious or concerned about your biological or chronological clock? It must happen now. If it doesn't happen now, it'll never happen. Perhaps your station in life or other societal aspects influence you to doubt that the dream would even come true. For those who may be on their journey toward a dream or desire, does this sound familiar? Are you in that state of mind now? Mind you, we've been conditioned that life's journey is about discovery. How to, and self-help books have been written all over the world. Talk shows produce seminars, conferences, how to discover the best you in you. Life's road to discovery. For $19.95 plus shipping and handling, we'll send you this handy pamphlet, How to Be Ready to Discover Your Dreams and Desires. Order now, and we'll send you two. It's time for some real BS. I want us to make a bold shift and challenge this notion, a journey of discovery. You see, the moment you were fashioned in your mother's womb, so too were your dreams and desires. Jeremiah 1:1, before I shaped you in the womb, I knew all about you. Before you saw the light of day, I had plans for you. God, divine mind, crafted in you, in me, everything necessary for our dreams and desires. The plans, the how-to, even the solutions on bringing those dreams forth. The emotions, the reactions, and our actions that we experience along our life's journey, the plan has addressed every one of them. The plan includes instructions on achieving your dream or desire. In Luke 22, Jesus knew that the time for the Passover meal was near. He sent the disciples, Peter and John, into the city with these instructions. You will find a man carrying a water jug. Accompany him to his home. Address the owner of the home and ask, where is the guest room? The owner will lead you to a large room already prepared and the table already set. The instructions God places on our dreams and desires is just as detailed as Jesus was in preparing for the Passover meal. God will strategically place all the necessary parts in place for your dream or desire to manifest. What may appear to be an obstacle, a challenge, or situation will not negate the pathway ordained by God for your dream or desire. God will order your steps in directing you towards your dream or desire. Even when we ourselves become our own distraction. The disciples could have wandered around in the city, curious as to who would help them fulfill what Jesus wanted. They could have inquired to see if there was any spaces, look for vacancies, see if there's a room large enough to fulfill the need. Instead, they were directed each step of the way. Their steps were so ordered. I'm reminded of a very popular song that I hadn't heard in a while, but the minute I got in the car to come here today, this song played. It came out of the Gospel Music Workshop of America, GMWA, Women of Worship, entitled Order My Steps, immortalized by our very own Winona. There's a portion of the song that states, humbly I ask thee, teach me your will. While you are working, help me be still. Though Satan is busy, God is real. Order my steps in your word. Please order my steps in your word. When the instructions are detailed for your dreams and desires, there's no need for concern. God's word is bond. No matter the influence around you, God's will is at work for you and the desires placed in you. This also means you won't have to go chasing after your dreams or desires. You may be searching, hoping for a particular dream or desire, and no matter what, it seems elusive. Like, why can't I get what I want? Why does it seem like it's way over there and I'm over here? When are we going to come together? There was an episode of Super Soul Sunday on OWN that I watched featuring a vignette about an individual who wanted to be a famous chef, a Food Network expert. No matter how hard he wanted it, no matter what he did to obtain it, he seemed to fall short of his dream. Meanwhile, he decided to become a teacher, teaching cooking classes to high school kids. Slowly, he began to see the excitement and fulfillment the kids were feeling as he taught cooking and cooking techniques. Day after day, student after student would bask in their accomplishments with what they'd learned. He couldn't help but feel proud and that he had had something to do with it. Along the way, his wife was diagnosed with cancer. This placed a heavy burden on his heart and spirit, yet he showed up every day to teach without missing a beat. One of his students approached him and asked about his wife's health. Now, he could have allowed the darkness of her physical situation guide his response. Instead, he quietly basked in the notion that his student admired and respected him so much that they were concerned about his wife. That was his aha moment. That's when he realized and accepted the fact he was right where he was meant to be. He didn't miss out on being that great chef. It was a stepping stone to becoming the great teacher that would make a positive impact on his students. Now, quiet. You see, just as Jesus instructed Peter and John to prepare for the Passover meal, so too can God instruct and order the steps of others in fulfilling your dreams and desires. The students and their blossoming energy towards cooking and their admiration for their teacher was purposed by God to help this man realize his dream, his divine dream. And just like Peter and John, people you encounter on your journey towards your dream are there on purpose. Now, that may cause you to think for a moment as you think about some of those people that you might want to forget that were on your journey. Now, we know there are those who are in your corner, supporting you, guiding you, being there for you. However, we also know there are those who will drink or have had some. Elixir from the fountain of hateration. Those who may not be so supportive, who felt like they were in competition with you for a job or a promotion, or perhaps not as warm towards your new relationship because they themselves either didn't have one, or saw the other parties differently than you may have. Or they may have wanted that party for themselves. They may have felt as if you weren't living in reality about your dreams and desires. You're from the wrong side of the tracks. You lack the right education, experience, or ability to be that or achieve that dream. Why don't you settle for this instead? And this is a kicker. They may have even been your own family. You see, for those who would seek to distract or keep you from your dreams or desires, in their humanness, they are negating one basic fact. What God has purposed, who can annul it? 1 Corinthians 2:9, no one's ever seen or heard anything like this. Never so much as imagine anything quite like it, what God has arranged for those who love him. In other words, what was orchestrated by God for you when you were fashioned in your mother's womb is for you. Just for you. Turn to your neighbor and say, it is for you. That's kind of fun. Not your coworker, your friend, an acquaintance, a neighbor, not even a family member, can put asunder that which God has in store for you. When they seek to close one door on your dreams or desires, God has another door already open. It is your dream. You can applaud God because that's God. It's all about God. It is your dream. It is your desire. God placed it on your heart. So, what are you saying? What am I saying? God's plan for my dream, your desire, included people to distract me, to hate on me, to not want me to achieve my dreams. I mean, there were people that God said, I want you to get in Rev's way so he can't become that which he wants to become. I want you to get in Sandra's way so she won't be that great facilitating teacher at Unity of Washington, D.C. God doesn't do that. No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is the plan so orchestrated by God for your dream or desire, as I said earlier, includes detailed instructions for getting through each step. This includes negating the distractions, smoothing out the bad breaks, minimizing the setbacks, mitigating the circumstances, take a back seat to the distractors, diffusing the negativity, and as Robin Roberts said recently, bye, Felicia, that's not my concern. You need not worry, stress, or even concern yourself about why certain people behave the way they do about your dreams and desires. That's their problem. God's desire for you is bigger and better than they can even imagine. And maybe, just maybe, they're behaving that way because they've seen God's favor on you. And that it will manifest just as it's supposed to be. But for whatever reason, they can't bring themselves to support you. That's okay. God will work with them too. Remember, we're making a bold shift with how to view life's journey from that of discovery. Up until this point, I've shared that everything you need, the instructions, the details for your dreams and or desires, you already have. You have everything. So what is it then that you are discovering if you have everything already? If you go to bake a cake and you have all the ingredients except the eggs, you discover you need eggs. Duh. Discovering is when you are missing something or trying to find that something. So if you already have all that you need for your dreams and desires, there's nothing to discover, right? There's a bit of a call and response here, you know. We're all in this together. I'm just facilitating. So perhaps the bold shift is moving from discovery to uncovering. The key, however, what will it take to make that shift? You're probably wondering about the title, Beyond the Brick Road. Yes, I'm going there. If you've lived through the 20th century and now into the 21st century, which I suspect is most of us, if not all of us, you're familiar with the classic movie, The Wizard of Oz. It's a depiction of a young lass named Dorothy from Kansas who finds herself in a mythical land. Along with her dog, Toto, she wants only one thing. She desires to go home. She's told to follow a yellow brick road on her quest to get home. At the end of this journey, she'll find help in getting home. Along her journey, she encounters the Scarecrow, the Tin Man, and the Lion. Now, each of them have their own set of circumstances. The Scarecrow felt he didn't have a brain. The Tin Man felt as if he didn't have heart. And the Lion, not having any courage, accompanied Dorothy on her brick road journey to Oz. We know how the story unfolds. The brick road ends in Oz, where, unfortunately, she's disappointed to find out that the wizard could not help her get home. You see, as long as she stayed on the brick road, she was on a journey of discovery. She just knew at the end of it, she'd discover her way home. And like Dorothy, I'm sure there were times when we too stayed a particular course, followed a brick road, followed certain instructions that ended up in dazzling lights, colorful elements, only to find out that our dreams were not there. It's no coincidence, first, that there were three companions on Dorothy's journey. We know the numerical value of three is in divine order, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, always present on your journey. Secondly, each of these elements depicted in the movie are key as to how we make the shift from a life's journey of discovery to that of uncovering that which we already have. The scarecrow struggled with thoughts, thinking. As long as he leaned on not having a brain, the less likely he would challenge the falsehood of this notion and continue to falter. The tin man, as long as he leaned on thinking he was heartless, he would be hard-pressed to see things differently. And for the lion, as long as he leaned on the notion that he was cowardly, because that's what he was told, he wouldn't be able to acknowledge the capital T truth about his true nature. Therein lies the proverb you bookmarked at the start of this message, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Each of these three characters were leaning on their understanding of that which they lacked. When you lean on something, you are placing your hope, your faith, your trust in that something, hoping it will help, support, or take care of you. If I lean on this podium, I am putting my trust in this podium, that it will hold me. It will support me. Likewise, when you lean on someone, be it a spouse, partner, friend, or colleague, you are placing your trust, hope, and faith in them, that they will be there for you, that they will take care of you, help and provide for you. Yet being steeped in our human experience, we often learn that is not always the case. The potential for failure, setback, missteps, disappointment, and error thinking comes into play. This happens consciously and unconsciously. We may deny that it's happening, only to find out otherwise. When we make that higher consciousness shift and lean on God's word, on God's promise, we will move beyond discovery and through God's plan for our lives and God's detailed direction and instructions. Our journey will move beyond the brick road to uncovering that we already have our dreams and desires within us. When we find ourselves thinking with the mind on life's journey, we hover at lower altitudes. Once we transform that thinking into a higher consciousness vibration, we will mount up with wings of eagles and soar among the stars. From this vantage point, your view will not be a kaleidoscope of shapes and colors swirling around simply for show. You will be able to see the expanse, the enlarged territory that your dreams and desires can fulfill. When the journey of life stems from discovery, we may encounter emotional impacts that will leave us rigid. We may just settle within the journey, feeling that's all there is. I'm not moving beyond this place. This is the best it's going to get. She might not be the best thing for me. He might not add up to all that I want, but at least I'm in a relationship. Are you really? That's a talk for another time. This leads to apathy, and this apathy can seep into your heart, and at some point, your hardened, tough, metal-like emotional exterior will give the appearance of being heartless. You settle at that moment, frozen in time. Yet, if your journey is about uncovering, then you are coming from your heart center, that which is directly linked to the heart and spirit of the divine. Here you will realize even bigger and better desires, dreams than you can imagine. And as for courage, if you truly want to shift from discovery, negating the naysayers, those who would think they know best for you, or face the shifting winds of life on your journey, uncover the plans for your dreams and desire God has placed within you. It includes the courage you need or you need to draw upon to fulfill God's plan and bring your dreams or desires to manifestation. If God brings you to it, God will bring you through it. Just as Glinda, the Good Witch of the North, told Dorothy, your way home has been inside of you all along. So too are your dreams and desires. They're inside of you, waiting for you. They're already prepared for you. They're shaped, molded, and ready. All you have to do is say, let's go. So I tell you today, go click your heels, go dance, go run, go skip. However you need to make it happen, however you need to do it, just do it. Know that you can make your dreams come true because they're already inside of you. Trust God. God's got your back. God has supplied your every need. So I leave you with this. The lyrics from The Wiz, the contemporary adaptation of The Wizard of Oz. Now, it says, I am the guest speaker, not the guest soloist. So I will not sing these lyrics because I have a wonderful choir that can sing them for me if I ask them to. So I'm going to speak these lyrics, although it may sound like I'm singing. I'm going to speak the words that the Good Witch told Dorothy, a.k.a. Diana Ross, at the end of the movie. If you believe within your heart, you'll know that no one can change the path that you must go. Believe what you feel and know you're right, because the time will come around when you say it's yours. Believe there's a reason to be. Believe you can make time stand still. You know from the moment you try, if you believe. I know you will believe in yourself right from the start. You'll have brains. You'll have a heart. You'll have courage to last your whole life through. So I say this afternoon, go forth and uncover your dreams, your desires. They're waiting for you. You will go beyond the brick road. Oz has nothing on what God has already created within you. Your dreams, your desires, with your name on them, is truly just for you. And so it is, and so it shall be. Amen. And amen.